This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An investigation is underway after Littleton police officers shot and killed a man during a pursuit early this morning. The department says the man was on a motorcycle and ignored police orders to pull over. He then crashed and ran away. Police said the suspect had a gun and officers shot at him. He later died of his injuries at a local hospital. Southwest Airlines is trying to get a Denver judge to throw out a fine from Colorado's Labor Department. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the ongoing legal battle.
The fight stems from the Colorado Healthy Family Workplaces Act. It requires most employers to provide paid sick leave during public health emergencies. Southwest and other airlines say they shouldn't be subject to the law, according to a report in Business Den. The state's Labor Department levied a $1.3 million fine against Southwest last year, alleging thousands of employees didn't get sick leave. Southwest claimed in its recent lawsuit that the allegations are unsupported, according to BizDen. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. senators are asking for more money for Southern Colorado's Arkansas Valley Conduit. That's a pipeline that would bring clean drinking water to six counties in the lower Arkansas River Valley, including Pueblo. The pipeline has been in the works for decades with limited progress due to funding issues. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper hope the Biden administration will dedicate money from the federal infrastructure law or the general government funding bill. Highs will top out in the upper 40s today across Denver. You'll see 50s tomorrow. This is CPR News. It's 306.